for us.
Good evening. We'll start. We'll call a Plan Commission meeting to order and ask the clerk to read a roll, please.
Michael Paul Koff is excused. Michael Serpy?
Here.
Wayne Kessel?
Here.
Deb Scarda?
Here.
Judy Giuliana?
Here.
Bill Stobig?
Here.
John Skolbeck?
Here.
Brock Williamson?
Here.
Michelle Burnett? It's excused. Terry Rice?
Here.
Quorum present. Correspondence, Jean?
I have none this evening.
Citizens' comments. If there's anybody wishing to speak, now is your opportunity. All we ask that you give us your name and address for the record. Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close citizens' comments. Open up to item A, new business. Consider the request of Jeff Smith for a site and operational plan.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission in the audience, this is a request of Jeff Smith, agent for Verde 88th Avenue, LLC, owners of the property located at 11589 88th Avenue in the Lakeview Corporate Park. And this is for the approval of final site and operational plans for an 86,808-square-foot warehouse distribution addition for the Volkswagen Group of America, LLC. Volkswagen has occupied the existing 250,366-square-foot building located at 11589 88th Avenue in the Lakeview Corporate Park since 2003, and they use the facility for warehouse and parts distribution. At this time, they're requesting approval of a final site and operational plan for an 86,808-square-foot warehouse distribution addition for auto parts for the Volkswagen Group of America, LLC. As you can see, it's an extension to the south, and it's right on that corner of Highway H and 116th Street. There are 40 full-time employees working one shift at the facility. No new employees are anticipated with the expansion. Upon completion of the addition, there will be 133 parking spaces, including 7 handicapped accessible spaces, with 9 new truck dock doors for a total of 37 truck dock doors. It's estimated that there will be an average of 40 daily automobile trips and an average of 20 day truck trips to and from the site. As you will recall, on August 12, 2019, the Plan Commission had conditionally approved preliminary site and operational plans to begin site grading and to install underground utilities and footing and foundation for the expansion for the additional warehouse distribution space. To date, no work has yet commenced, but it's intended to commence by the spring of 2020, and it's anticipated to be completed by the fall of 2020. We do have representatives here if you have any questions or if they have any additional comments that they would like to make.
Petitioner, have anything to add? None. Okay. Comments or questions from the commission?
I have none, Chairman. I would move approval of the petition.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the final site and operational plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Jeff. We all love Volkswagens. We all look forward to your expansion. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Item B, site and operational plan for Mark Everly. Jean?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission and audience, this is the request of Mark Everly, P.E., with Nielsen, Matson, and Barber, S.C., for site and operational plans. And this is for the approval of a parking lot expansion for Good Foods Group, LLC, located south of their existing facility, located at 10100 88th Avenue in the Lakeview Corporate Park. Good Foods Group is requesting approval of a parking lot expansion, and this is to accommodate 156 additional parking spaces on their property south of their existing 93,430-square-foot facility. Again, that's located at 10100 88th Avenue, as shown on the slide. The current site has 193 on-site parking spaces. Good Foods has occupied their original building since 2013. In 2014, they constructed an addition and anticipated that the existing site could accommodate parking for 150 employees. Well, Good Foods has now grown to employ 245 people. And since parking on the site is not adequate, they are currently shuttling their employees from an off-site parking area. The addition of the 156 parking spaces will provide for a total of 349 parking spaces for their employees. The new parking lot provides a marked pedestrian access to the building. Again, this is on the far east end of the existing vacant property to the south, so it abuts up to 102nd Street on the south and Highway H on the east. And there will be one primary entrance off of 102nd Street that aligns with the driveway to the south. And they will have paved parking, curb and gutter, lighting, landscaping, and then they'll have a walk and stepped series of steps to get you from the north end of the parking lot to their driveway, and then eventually it'll head north to their main facility, the front door of their main facility. With that, there are representatives here from Good Foods, including their engineer. If you have any questions, I'm sure they'd be happy to answer. I'm not sure if Ed or someone from their team would like to come up and let us know how well Good Foods is doing in the park. He's right over here.
The company itself is 10
just
years
name
old.
Name an address for the record. Name an address for the
Ed
record.
Ed Holly, address is
Good Foods.
Good Foods.
Okay.
Thank you. The company is 10 years old. It moved up in 2013, as Gene just indicated, from Illinois. Thank you, Wisconsin. We appreciate that. At the time, it was moved into a 70,000 square foot facility. They had 50 employees. I joined the company about year and a half ago, but since that time, we opened another production facility in Mexico for the guacamole products that we do. That facility employs over 600 employees. We're also looking at a second employee down in Mexico at this point in time. Our HPP machines, which is kind of the core of our business, is what allows us to produce healthy foods without additives, preservatives, chemicals. I could go into that further, but basically it uses high-pressure processing to eliminate E. coli, listeria, and salmonella. We can then ship our guacamole all across the United States. Our entrepreneur, founder, CEO, Kurt Penn, was CAPA's 2015 Entrepreneur of the Year. We won CAPA's 2018 Business of the Year. We have had a growth of 12 to 18% on the top line revenue each of the last 4 years, and it was much higher the years before that. So we're growing fast. Right now we have a shuttle, as Gene indicated, that our temp employees, which are about 55% of our manufacturing workforce, park by the rec pumps, and we have a shuttle that runs them over to the manufacturing facility. The Good Food employees are allowed to park in our parking lots. We have made more of an effort to hire on the good temp employees. We have outgrown our current parking situation. The founder owns the lot just to the south of Good Food's current site, so we'll need to retitle that property, but we would expand in that direction and you know, basically double the parking capabilities of the company.
Wow, that's impressive. Right. Are you still the largest processor of guacamole in the world?
No.
Uh-oh.
No. Holy has the largest title. We're the best. We have the chunky. We're not the whipped guacamole. We have the chunks of tomato and avocado in there.
All right. Well, good. Yeah. Very, very much a success story for your company, and we're glad to have you in Pleasant Prairie. So thank you. Any comments or questions from the?
No comments from me.
Okay. What's your pleasure?
Move to approve the conditional site and operational plans subject to the comments and conditions in the report.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the site and operational plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thanks. Keep it going. Thank you.
And again, we have enjoy your growth in Pleasant Prairie.
Thank you. Let the record show Michelle is here. Jan? Okay. Thank you. Item C is a certified survey request for Matthew Larson.
Thank you. This is the request of Matthew Larson, owner of the property located at 10636 39th Avenue, requesting approval of a certified survey map to subdivide the property into two parcels. The property is currently zoned R4 UHO, which is an urban single-family residential with an urban landholding overlay district. The R4 district requires lots to have a minimum frontage of 90 feet on a public road and a minimum lot area of 15,000 square feet per lot. Lot 1 is proposed to be 7.67 acres with 123.99 feet of frontage on 39th Avenue. Lot 1 has an existing home and a detached shed on the property. This lot could be further subdivided in the future with the extension of 41st Avenue and 43rd Avenue's public infrastructure at the cost of the property owner from the existing development to the south. In addition, further environmental evaluation would need to be done to determine the exact location of wetlands on the western portion of Lot 1 by the property owner to determine the feasibility of a further subdivision of Lot 1. Lot 2 is proposed to be 23,811 square feet with 100.07 feet of frontage on 39th Avenue. This would be a vacant lot where a new home could be built. Also, the CSM is dedicating additional right-of-way of 39th Avenue for a total of 50 feet from the center for future right-of-way expansion or improvements in 39th Avenue. Public municipal sanitary sewer and municipal water are available on 39th Avenue, and the new home on Lot 2 would be required to connect to those public improvements. 39th Avenue is a county highway, County Trunk Highway EZ, and a new driveway for Lot 2 would be required to obtain a permit from Kenosha County. The proposed land division conforms with the minimum regulations of the R4 zoning district requirements related to lot area and lot frontage, and all the requirements of the Village Land Division and Development Control Ordinance.
Comments or questions?
No comment.
How many lots have we acquired right-of-ways on 39th Avenue for the expansion besides this one? Any?
Sure. As we do certified survey maps and as subdivisions have been approved in the past, like Mission Hills, Foxmoor, there's been a number of CSMs right across the street. So there's, as we have land divisions occur, there is right-of-way being dedicated for a total of 100 feet along 39th Avenue.
What's your pleasure?
Move to approve the CSM subject to the above comments and the conditions in the report.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the CSM. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Aaron, you got the next one. And that is the certified survey map for Larry Day.
Plan commissioners, the next item is to consider the request of Julia Olgren, agent for Larry Day, owner of the property located at 4016 93rd Street, for the approval of a certified survey map to subdivide the property into two parcels. The petitioners are requesting to subdivide the property located at 4016 93rd Street, further identified as tax parcel number 92-4-122-144-0127, into two parcels. The property is currently zoned R4, Urban Single Family Residential, which requires lots to have a minimum of 90 feet of frontage on the public road, and for the lot area in total to be no smaller than 15,000 square feet per each new lot. Lot B1 is proposed to be 36,492 square feet, having the bulk of this property, with approximately 109 feet of frontage on 93rd Street. The lot identified as B2 is 41,061 square feet, with 122 feet of frontage on 93rd. Lot B2 has the existing home on the for the property, and in addition to the additional right-of-way that is being dedicated, a total of 50 feet from the center line of the road for the future right-of-way expansion or improvements of 93rd Street. The public municipal sanitary sewer and water are available off of 93rd Street, and a new home for Lot B1 would be required to connect to those public improvements. The proposed land division conforms with the minimum regulations of the R4 zoning district, requirements related to the lot area and the lot frontage, those being the 15,000 square foot minimum, as well as the 90 feet of frontage on a public street. and the requirements of the Land Division and Development Control Ordinance. At this time, the village staff does recommend the approval of the certified survey map, subject to the comments and conditions in this report.
Okay. Are the new proposed homeowners in the audience right with us? Good. Nice. Are you residents of Pleasant Prairie now?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, good. Well, good luck. Any questions on this? Nothing? Okay. What's your pleasure?
Move approval of the certified survey map, subject to the conditions outlined by the staff on their memo.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the certified survey map. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Before we adjourn, I have a couple things I want to say. Bill Stobig is leaving us, is resigning from the Plan Commission effective tonight. I guess Bill wants to do something a little bit less exciting than what the Plan Commission has to offer. So Bill has been with us for quite some time. His input has always been welcomed. He's been an excellent Plan Commission member and will be truly missed, Bill. We wish you well. If you wish to say something.
Well, I just want to say thanks for the opportunity. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been interesting to see all the developments going on. So keep up the good work, everyone.
Well, you're a part of it. You're a part of it. And with Bill's leaving, that leaves a position on the Plan Commission board available, and Brock Williamson will be appointed to that seat. So, Brock, welcome to the higher-ups. Also, this is our last meeting for the Plan Commission for 2019, and when we come back in 2020, we will start our meetings at 5 o'clock.
Right.
So the first meeting in the Plan Commission in 2020 will be at 5 o'clock. With that, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Bill, good luck.
Thank you.